that's it for the show today. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good week. You have been listening to A Minute Pause with Sean Watson here on WRCT Pittsburgh. See you.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And before we get to anything else here on WRCT Pittsburgh, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale and is open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop, and doo-wop, and all stops in between. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit them in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. Let's talk about the WRCT music and radio calendar. For example, the Carrie Carpool Cinema is going on at the Carrie Blast Furnaces in Rankin, where you can experience a drive-in like no other. More information at riversofsteel.com. And don't forget the Taste of Grace exhibition is going on at the Warhol Museum now through November 29th, which is exploring Warhol's relationship with none other than Grace Jones. More information at warhol.org. And, of course, the Lawrenceville Farmers Market happens each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7 p.m. in Arsenal Park, rain or shine. On the music calendar, some shows that you might be interested in knowing are coming to town. For example, what do we got here? Things like the Indigo Girls doing a free show on June 25th at the South Park Amphitheater. Oh, I'm sorry, June 27th at the Heartwood Amphitheater. Now I'm just making stuff up for you. Sorry. Fits in the Tantrums, July 7th at the Starlight Drive-In up in Butler. We also have Lita Ford at Jurgles on the 19th of July and Electric Six down at the Craft House on the 22nd of July. Lots of shows going on. If you want to check out our complete calendars, go to wrct.org and click on the events tab. If you have something to include on either of these calendars, if it's for the radio calendar, send us an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. And if it's for the music calendar, send it to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m., and then a special bonus edition brought to you by the Moxster on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. So that's what I know. If you've been listening or just tuning in, I, the Moxster, am on vacation, and I am doing a special set of music where I'm playing the debut albums, but side one of the debut albums of a lot of my favorite artists from my personal collection. So let's get back into that. We've got two more hours of this program to go, and we'll check it out right after this message.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's the Moxster. Let's get back into these album sides. Now we're going to dip back into an album that was always finds its way into the top 500 releases of all time, and we're talking about New York City's own Television with the album Marquee Moon. It's been cited by rock critics as one of the greatest records in the American punk rock movement. Now, what's interesting about that is that when you think about or the word punk, it's not really the sound that you hear of Television, because what Television did was they abandoned that contemporary punk rock power chord in favor of rock and jazz-inspired interplay, melodic lines, counter melodies. In fact, Tom Verlaine's lyrics combined like urban and pastoral imagery, references to Lower Manhattan, themes of references of poetry. He actually used puns and double entendres to give his songs an impressionistic quality in describing his perception of an experience. With that, I give you side one of Television's Marquee Moon.
How he done got me.
Title track to 1977's Marquee Moon from a Television wraps up side one of that album with a song that is, it's a pretty long song. And believe it or not, it was actually one of the singles from the album. Also, that set of music included start off everything with See No Evil, Venus, Friction, and Marquee Moon. Let's turn our attention to another classic album from a decade earlier. We're going back to 1967, and you probably guessed that this might make my list of albums to showcase in my program tonight, because I am talking about an album that is consistently ranked in the top 20 of the best albums of all time. Yeah, the 1967 debut from the Velvet Underground was groundbreaking. Now, although sales were dismal upon its release, and it sold around 32,000 copies within the first 5 years, Brian Eno famously said back in 1982, you know what? Everyone who bought one of those 30,000 copies started a band. The album features experimental performance sensibilities and controversial lyrics and topics, drug abuse, prostitution, sadomasochism, sexual deviancy. We're talking 1967 here. They're described as the original art rock record. The Velvet Underground and Nico served as a major influence on many subgenres of rock music and has become regarded as one of the most influential albums in the history of rock and pop music. In 2006, it was actually inducted into the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress. Ironically, the album's first track, it starts off with the very last song that was recorded for the album. It's Sunday Morning. It's the Velvet Underground and Nico here, side A, on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning. Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Early dawning, Sunday morning, it's all the streets you cross. Not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will come. It's nothing at all. Someone around.
$6 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all women around? Oh, pardon me, sir, it's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to a dear friend of mine. Dressed in black, he wore shoes and a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late. First thing you learn is that you always gotta wait. I'm waiting for my man. All working.
thing she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. You're written in her book. You're number 37. Have a look. She's gone too smart to make you frown. What a clown. Everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. 'Cause everybody knows the thing she does to please.
Lightly taste dreams that would awake me. Different colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells. Please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
Run, 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 chip to death in you. Tell you what to do. Thank you.
Fiddler's Harry. What a waste. Couldn't even get, say, small town taste. Rode the trolleys down to 47. Figured he was good. He'd get himself to heaven because that a
run, 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 run. Take a deck or two. Run, 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 run. Jibs to death in you. Tell you what to do.
Share the poor girl wear ist Sundays Clown. For whom Lord will go morning, a blackened shroud, a hand-me-down gown of rags and silks, a costume and cries for all tomorrow's
wrapping up side A or side one, whichever you want to call it, of the Velvet Underground and Nico, their debut album released back in 1967. Let's review the track listing. Started off that entire set with Sunday Morning, followed by I'm Waiting for the Man, Femme Fatale, Venus in Furs, Run, 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 and then that last track, All Tomorrow's Parties. You know, it seems like we're actually running out of time. We've got, look at your clock. I only have until the end of my show. So let me see if I can get at least three more album sides in for you. We're going back, we're going out to California, because back in the early 1980s, there was this emergence of bands who fell under this Paisley Underground moniker. Now, Paisley Underground bands incorporated psychedelia, rich vocal harmonies, and guitar interplay into their music, and they owed a lot of this debt to the 1960s groups such as like Love and the Byrds. So bands were like Green on Red, the 3 o'clock, and Rain Parade, and even the Bangles were considered part of the Paisley Underground. Now, for this segment, I'm going to highlight the 1982 full-length debut from, you guessed it, The Dream Syndicate, a band that combined influences from The Velvet Underground, Quicksilver Messenger Service, Crazy Horse, and Creedence Clearwater Revival with the energy of punk. Frontman Steve Wynn has gone on to a very well-respected solo career that started back in the early 1990s, but it was The Day of Wine and Roses, this debut full-length, that first got me hooked on this band. Let's check out Side One.
When it's over. should I be?
Such a